Good afternoon, listeners. It's 2:30, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Bailey Stead, here with Kirsten Waters and Karen Ho. Seeing as in less than 48 hours from now, I'll be on a plane to Florida, there really isn't much that could get me down today. But there is one thing I'd like to get off my chest. Why is it that people who take the TTC have not yet mastered the art of walking? Just today, I watched a man spill his hot coffee all over the legs and shoes of a beautifully dressed young lady. And how did this happen? Because he was walking while reading his newspaper, and he wasn't looking where he was going. What else could you expect to happen? If you're going to be walking in a busy subway station, carrying a hot coffee, all while reading the paper, you'd be lucky not to walk right over the forbidden yellow line and onto the electrified tracks. In all honesty, I kind of wish this had happened. To make matters worse, he didn't even apologize to her. In fact, I don't even think he knew what he had done. I boarded with a young woman who spent the whole ride fussing over the coffee stains on her pant legs and beautiful pumps. Poor girl. And why is it that whenever you're in a rush, you seem to get stuck behind the slowest person on the face of the planet? I swear, it never fails. Whenever I have to be somewhere in a hurry, rest assured, I'll get stuck trying to maneuver myself around a pedestrian moving snail style. Now, I'm not saying everyone has to be in a rush, but can't people make an effort to be more attentive and courteous to those around them? Good luck to all of you in your daily commutes. As for me, I won't be packing my TTC woes for this trip.
Thank you, Bailey, and good afternoon, everyone. Somebody call Gordon Downie, because the Tragically Hip have another wrongful imprisonment song idea. Robert Baltovich was acquitted of the murder of Elizabeth Bain Tuesday. At his retrial, Crown prosecutors withdrew charges only a half an hour in. They had been compiling witnesses and evidence for the last 4 years. The costs to Baltovich thus far have no doubt been astronomical. His legal fees alone are old enough to vote. Baltovich has lived in turmoil for the last 18 years. Although he has spent the last 8 years out of prison, he was never fully free, the whole time anticipating his new trial and awaiting vindication. Why on earth did the prosecutors wait until the start of the trial to profess their lack of a case? Jurors have already been picked. Taxpayers' dollars are already beginning to be drained. This situation is such a waste of resources, both public and private. And one can only hope that he is remembered not for being accused of a violent crime, but as an example of someone the system has failed. Surely this debacle provides enough material for at least 3 verses. And that's all from me. Here's Karen with the latest entertainment buzz.
Thanks, Kirsten. Wesley Snipes has been sentenced to 3 years in jail for failing to file his income taxes. The action star has not paid or filed a return since 1998, and it is estimated he owes at least $3 million. The trial saw letters of support from Woody Harrelson, Denzel Washington, and testimony from television judge Joe Brown. And just before he was sentenced, the American actor wrote 3 checks to the U.S. federal government, totaling $15 million. But Stipes was still found guilty of 3 counts of willfully failing to file returns. In lighter news, the eagerly anticipated Stoner sequel, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, opens in movie theaters today. Led by Asian-American actors John Cho and Cal Penn, the slightly satirical comedic film explores what happens after 2 friends are mistaken for terrorists on their way to Amsterdam. In a bid to try and prove their innocence, the 2 encounter Neil Patrick Harris, members of the Ku Klux Klan, on fire, and of course, a smoking George W. Bush. Now, what happens when a cultural medley shatters stereotypes and misconceptions? Step outside the box next to find out what went on at the Cultural Mosaic Talent Show. Irina Boutin reports.
MC Andre Vachist appears on stage with his upper body trapped in a green-colored box. The audience has to help him get out of the box by yelling kaboom as loud as possible. After 3 intense roars from the spectators, 22-year-old Vachist destroys the box.
Outside of the box means to me, it means stop restricting yourself. I mean, there's a lot of things in life that we let hold us back, and it's not about focusing on what can hold us back, but focusing on what we can accomplish, what we're able of doing, you know?
Outside the box is the new concept of the 18th Annual Cultural Mosaic Talent Show. Last month's mid-sized event featured University of Toronto at Scarborough student performers. 19-year-old Natalie Venelainen, the Mosaic's coordinator, says the show is a celebration of cultural diversity.
Well, the SCSU mission statement has a lot to do about, you know, cultural diversity on campus, because we are extremely diverse. And especially to have a show like this, it elevates like school spirit.
The audience clapped furiously for various vocal pieces, a couple of traditional South Asian dances, and even a comedy routine. Irina Bertan, Centennial College Radio News.
Finally, in music news, the first full-length album from local indie rock group Tokyo Police Club will finally be released this weekend. The disc, totaling just 28 minutes and entitled Elephant Shell, has gotten positive reviews from Blender Magazine, Billboard, and the LA Times. In only 2 short years, the four-piece from Newmarket has rocketed to international fame. After signing to Paperbag Records, the band issued the acclaimed EP A Lesson in Crime, toured extensively, and appeared in several major music festivals. You can pick up Elephant Shell at Rotate This, Soundscapes, and wherever CDs are sold. That's all for Arts and Entertainment. On behalf of Bailey Stead, Kirsten Waters, and myself, and all of us at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.